Jefferson Airplane.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
A hippie drug song about Alice in Wonderland. White Rabbit. Jason and I, a while back, were trying to think of the anthem for the drug San Francisco. This is it. White or Shade of Pale, you can make the case. Procol Harum. Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermint. I would go with this one. Good tune, Jason. Very deep cut, but very, very good. All right, just want to mention it. You probably know, it depends. There's a major winter storm bearing down on Wisconsin, but whatever is your part of Wisconsin is going to be a huge factor here in as to whether you get hit. If you are listening in WSAU Wausau and you are in the northern reaches of their listening area, yeah, I don't have good news for you. I'm not laughing at you. I'm not. Jason says you are too. Am I glad it's not me? Well. Okay, did you ever see your neighbor's house on fire? Oh, thank God that's not us. Well, but you still feel bad for your neighbor, right? Come on, of course you do. Unless it's the guy that keeps, Now, even then, you would feel terrible. All right, if you're listening in Rhinelander, the number that I saw this morning is about... ...12 inches. Yeah. Don't stand your G.I. Joe up out there. He's going to get buried. Yeah. Because he's only 11 and a half inches tall. The old G.I. Joe, mind you. Not the new G.I. Joe. The old G.I. Joe. Jason didn't know this. Green Bay area. Excuse me. 4-ish. And there's a whole lot of ish in that. 4-ish. But it's a lot worse, folks, to the north, to the west. Even just north of Green Bay. 8 to 10-ish is what I thought I saw. So what's going to happen is when you get into the southern areas, it's going to be a precip mix. Here, though, is what I did see on television in Green Bay this morning. They admitted they don't know where the hell this is going and who's going to get what. It makes it very, very difficult to forecast. So if you are being told you're kind of out of the woods here, you may not be. If you're being told you're going to get plastered, you might get less of it. It's one of those hooking systems that it's, here's an analogy I would use. Okay, you take a piece of paper like this one and you hold it flat and you give it a little shove. It's really hard to tell where it's going to land. Let's say I aim for that spot over there on the floor and I go like this. Even in this closed room, Jason's like, that's your next story. Don't do that. Well, you could always go get it. You could. You notice I didn't do it. What would happen is, well, maybe it would land about where I aimed. It's kind of what happens here. So, it's hard to say. Some of us are going to get more than others. Some of us are going to get drilled. What Jason is seeing is that Green Bay? Where is that? Where? Oh, Rhinelander? 2 to 4 inches of snowfall? No. The forecast I saw, there's a lot more for Rhinelander. Then it gets cold again. Did you see that? Oh, I know. A lot of you are tired. Maybe the only thing you're more tired of than the horrible winter is me whining about it. So I won't whine about it. I will tell you this. People outside of Wisconsin are starting to notice that Scott Walker has a target on his back. And that there are things that have to do with that, that with John Doe 1.0, John Doe 2.0, that if he's really a presidential contender, is this a problem? I want to just read a little bit from the Washington Post, Rosalind Helderman reporting today from Milwaukee. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is benighting a 2016 presidential run since his battles with labor unions made him a Republican star, is in the midst of dealing with the fallout of two criminal investigations at home that could complicate his move to the national stage. One is ongoing. Now, here's what the Washington Post doesn't point out. John Doe 2.0 is an absolute ridiculous witch hunt, which Republicans have already had some success in limiting and are going to try to continue to do that. The other is now closed with no allegations of wrongdoing by Walker. However, it has the lingering potential to embarrass him. Here's what they're talking about. As early as today, there will be the release of more than 25,000 pages of emails from an ex-staffer that were gathered as part of the now-concluded investigation. The probe focused on Walker's time as Milwaukee County executive before his 2010 election as governor and led to convictions of six former aides and allies. Even if Walker escapes the email release unscathed, now this is what I want to talk more about, he faces the additional inquiry from state prosecutors who are believed to be looking into whether his successful 2012 recall campaign illegally coordinated with independent conservative groups. Now, if you don't live in Wisconsin, here's the problem. If you don't live in Wisconsin, this sounds really bad. If you live in Wisconsin, you understand that it's a witch hunt. You understand that Republicans have been pushing back. And you understand that there is really nothing to fear here. But that's not the way it's being reported by the Washington Post. Well, there was this first one where a half a dozen aides got pinched, but he skated by that one. Ah, but there's another one out there. Look out! This is the national narrative. Now, that's the Washington Post. I'm not saying the reporting is wrong. The reporting is accurate, but biased, in my opinion, by being incomplete. I didn't read the whole thing because, quite frankly, I just saw this, so let's make sure. Okay. This just posted on the Washington Post. The Wisconsin investigations have been particularly mysterious due to the state's unusually strict secrecy laws. And you may not know this. The John Doe investigation is kind of an odd duck. When national news outlets report on it, they're not quite sure what to make of it. They compare it to a grand jury, which is about as close as you can get. But they struggle with it because they don't really understand it. Combined with the possibility of additional future disclosures from the first investigation, the new probe threatens to hurt the governor as he attempts to gain momentum as a White House contender amid the scandal that dimmed the 2016 prospects of fellow star GOP governor New Jersey's Chris Christie. And then they say it's mysterious because you don't know anything about it. Let's see. I want to just see if they get to anything. Now, they spent a lot of time on John Doe 1.0. Let's see. Okay, now they do finally get to it. A sealed judicial opinion issued earlier this year and obtained by the conservative Wall Street Journal editorial page has fueled the effort by conservative groups that have moved aggressively to convince federal and state judges as well as the public that the ongoing inquiry is an unfair partisan push meant to immobilize the right and embarrass Walker. You will notice how far down the story, and again, I did not pre-read this story. I just found it in the 10 o'clock news break. So the narrative is he's facing another one. Now, those conservatives say it's a witch hunt, but you know they're going to say that anyway. So from 50,000 feet outside Wisconsin, that's what it looks like. And, by the way, there is a group that wants, a liberal group, that plans on making use of this. American Bridge 21st Century, which has Brad Woodhouse, sent out a memo Tuesday afternoon. In that memo, Woodhouse beats the old Democratic Party drum, drudging up allegations from a long and winding secret investigation that finally ended with six convictions. By the way, this is M.D. Kittle of the Wisconsin Reporter. Four of those are not in any way related to the original reason for the probe. Remember where Woodhouse is coming from. He leads liberal super PAC American Bridge, an opposition research juggernaut, as described by Politico. He is also president of Americans United for Change, the progressive issue advocacy group. American Bridge's offshoot, Correct the Record, as you may recall, late last year launched its first political salvo in its war on potential GOP candidates. While in his memo, Woodhouse makes a passing note that the nearly three-year-old John Doe probe ended without any charges of wrongdoing lodged against Walker, he strikes up the left-wing conspiracy band again, playing the same old Democratic Party tune. Walker still paid thousands in legal defense fees related to the investigation. Now, mere months after the first three-year-long investigation was closed, there is a second John Doe investigation. Actually, that's not true. John Doe 2.0 started back in 2012. Outside, and this is the problem. This is the challenge for Scott Walker. What John Doe 2.0 really is being minimized outside Wisconsin, particularly by groups that want to use it, and by reporting such as the Washington Post. Well, there was the first one, and now there's another one, and now we're going to see 25,000 emails from the first one. In terms of 2016, this might be something Scott Walker can ride out if, in fact, he really does have presidential aspirations, which I strongly suspect he does. I think he has to worry more about 2014, to be perfectly candid with you. He's got to get elected first. It's not a slam dunk. Oh, there's an interesting poll out today. We'll get to it in 5 minutes. It's 10:19.
The Jerry Bader Show.